State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Welcome to Resmith Junior Field. Ryan Barrett here with you. Glad to have you along. The first pitch by Tate Colwick is going to be speared by the second baseman, Jacob Key, on a line out to second. And we are underway in the bottom of the first now. Siegel is the visiting team. They batted a ground out to shortstop for Kirkland and for Key. And then Drew Benefield flew to right field to end the Siegel first. Here, Tate Colwick, Ian Balboni, and Tyler Gentry do up in the first. Colwick has been retired. And now Ian Balboni looking at a one ball, one strike count. The pitcher, Zach Pearson, fly ball center field. Pretty well hit, but Kirkland over to gather it in on the flyout to center field, which retires Balboni. For Tyler Gentry, the right fielder, what we'll do is, as soon as this half inning is over, we'll give you a look at the starting lineups and such in this AAA state championship game in baseball. Tough way to go out for the Lady Stars of Siegel, but what a valiant effort. First pitch, a curveball down low for a ball. It was a very, very tough game for Siegel. Heart-wrenching loss, they always are, that last one. A liner to third. Middleton bobbles it. The throw across is not in time. Bobbled by Middleton for a moment, and then by the time he gathered it in, fired to first, but not in time. That's going to be an E5, and with two out, Tyler Gentry reaches to bring up Hunter Goodman, the catcher for Arlington.
At the plate, catcher number 32, Hunter Goodman.
We've got a lot of information to pass along to you here. About all kinds of stats, all kinds of info. Starting lineups again straight ahead. Kind of had to get on here quickly. Pitch is low and inside to Goodman. From Zach Pearson, he pitched on Tuesday in the loss to Summit. But fits then 1-1-1-1, as in W-O-N. Pitch lined into the dugout, Arlington dugout. The pitch count is one ball and one strike. Again, two out. And here is the pitch. Swung on, lined hard, foul down the third base side. Actually passed Middleton and hit the third base umpire out there. He took it off of the bounce. It wasn't a line drive hit. The count is one ball and two strikes. AAA state championship game. It's been a while. The 1-2 pitch inside. Ball gets away here from Kerrigan and a stolen base for Tyler Gentry. So Gentry at second in scoring position for the Arlington Tigers. They came out of the Oakland bracket, defeating Stewart's Creek. Stewart's Creek in the state's Final Four in baseball this year, along with Siegel. Of course, Siegel in the championship game, all from District 7. Two balls, two strikes, two out, the pitch, swing and a miss. And Pearson struck out the side. No runs, no hits. There was one error and one left on base. So we go to the top of the second here, and here's a look at your starting lineups. Brought to you courtesy of Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. Tyler Kirkland, the leadoff man. He's playing center. It's Jacob Key at second, batting second. Batting third, Drew Benefield, the shortstop. Riker Christinas will bat fourth and play first. It's Alex Kerrigan catching, and in the five hole, batting sixth, Zach Pearson, the pitcher. Matthew McCurry is DHing in the seventh hole tonight. Jordan Middleton playing third and batting eighth. Batting ninth, C.J. Murray. John Ross Langworthy is playing right. He's the flex Kirkland Key Benefield, Christinas Kerrigan Pearson, McCurry Middleton, and the lineup for the 33-9 Siegel Stars. For Arlington, Tate Colwick, shortstop, Ian Bilboni, the third baseman, Tyler Gentry, the right fielder, cleanup man is Hunter Goodman, the catcher, Melton DHing and batting fifth, batting sixth is Breland Carroll, the second baseman, Tyler is playing left and batting seventh, batting eighth, Luke Patterson, the first baseman, Tyler Hubbard is playing in center field and batting, Hayden Edwards is the flex player. They are batting for the pitcher. So it's Colwick, Bilboni, Gentry, Goodman, Melton, Carroll, Pagankoff, Patterson, and Hubbard, the lineup for the Arlington Tigers at 33-8 on the year. Zach Pearson finishing up a good first inning. Pitcher for Arlington again is Edwards, Hayden Edwards, has already pitched here this week. He pitched seven and a third innings. Gave up six hits, two runs, and struck out 11 earlier this week. And the first pitch is lined past third for a base hit by Riker Christinas. And he can his hot hitting. Christinas at first with a leadoff single for the Siegel Stars. And a good way to get this second inning underway. Brian Barrett here with you. John's wrapping up things over at the softball complex and making his way over here to join us at Reese Smith Jr. Field. Wish we were doing another game after this one, but wasn't in the cards. A peek at first. The pitch outside corner to Alex Kerrigan. Kerrigan has a home run in this state tournament. Six hits. The hottest hitter for the Siegel Stars. Along with Zach Pearson. He's pretty hot as well. Pitch low. And it's now two balls, no strikes. Nobody out, and at first is Riker Christinas. We're in the top of the second inning here in the AAA state championship game. Edwards looks over to first, showing bunt, and pulling it back is Kerrigan. And he takes this one for a strike. 2-1 now. Boy, what a beautiful setting here on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University. Give you the field dimensions here in a second. The pitch by Edwards just misses outside. It's 330 down the left field and right field line. 365 in the power alleys and dead away center. Takes a poke now. 395 over the big Howard and Sally Wall out there. 3-1 pitch onward and swing and a miss. Count goes full here. Alex Kerrigan comes up empty with that straight fastball from Edwards. Runner at first is Riker Christinas. The pitch. This hit him. Or is it ball four? I think he stepped out of the way. Ball four. Base on balls, and Kerrigan is at first. Going to second is Riker Christinas, and an early threat here for the Siegel Stars. That's going to bring up Zach Pearson.
Now batting the pitcher number six, Zach Pearson.
Zach Pearson, six hits in this state tournament run, batting 333 here in the spring fling. The pitcher today, he also pitched on Tuesday, took the loss. Well, this hit him, and the bases are loaded. Christinas with a leadoff single is at third now. Kerrigan at second. And now a hit by pitch. Has Pearson at first. Bases loaded. Nobody out.
Currently batting
And what a huge, huge chance here for the Stars. Melton is running at first. Chase Melton at first for Pearson. And it brings up Matthew McCurry. The first pitch to him from Edwards is swung on and missed. Matthew McCurry, four hits, four singles. Also has driven in a run, batting .267 here in the spring fling. This pitch to him outside. He swung on that breaking ball and comes up empty, and he's in the hole here, 0-2. Jordan Middleton would be next. We're in the top of the second. Still no score between Siegel and Arlington. Great crowd here, too, at the ballpark. Outside, he didn't go. Took one on the outer half. You're just now joining us and wondering how softball went. Dixon County claims the softball state championship, defeating Siegel 6-3. Siegel had a lead. It was a battle, I'm telling you, out there at Starplex. The 1-2 pitch, way outside. And McCurry having none of that. So the count even at 2-2, and he's battled back to an even count after being in the hole 0-2. Edwards with the long look in to Goodman, his catcher, to get the signs. The stretch and the pitch swung on a high fly ball, but in foul territory. Hayden Edwards, the pitcher. See if I can find some. I told you a minute ago, his ERA here in the state tournament is 1.8. Gave up six hits in his earlier start. Swung on and fouled back. And McCurry stays alive. Pitched 7 2/3 innings. Gave up two runs on six hits. Not sure which game that was he pitched. They played over at Oakland, and we only saw one game over there, and that was Stewart's Creek and Farragut. Pitch way outside on the breaking ball, and the count is full. Now remember, the bases are loaded here. Another bad one by Edwards, and a run will score. Big pitch coming up here from Hayden Edwards. It is lined into right field, drop. Get down there, and it does! Here comes Christinas. He will score. Right behind him is Carignan. He will score. Right behind him is Pearson. He will score. And safe at third. With a 3 RBI triple is Matthew McCurry. And the Stars lead it 3-0. Christinas comes around. So does Carignan, who reached on a walk and then a hit batsman in Pearson. And McCurry goes all the way to third. What a blast. Triple and three runs driven in. Let's get some more. Jordan Middleton. Siegel Stars striking early here. Long way to go. Top of the second. The pitch by Edwards. Lined through the middle. Base hit. Another run scores. Middleton delivers the second hit in a row. Drives in McCurry for the fourth run. Give Middleton a ribby. And it's now 4-0 Siegel Stars.
Now batting the left fielder, number 15.
At first is Middleton, and now C.J. Murray, the left fielder, stands in, and this is going to bring the Arlington coach out of the dugout. Don't know if he's going to make a change here or not. This is Brandon Morgan. He's not making a change at this point. Just to give you a recap here, Christina singled to reach. leadoff single, followed by a Kerrigan walk, and then a Pearson hit batter. So bases were loaded for Matthew McCurry, who tripled into right center field. Now Jordan Middleton added on another run with his single. Three hits here in the inning. Four runs on three hits for the Stars. And still nobody out. C.J. Murray, the batter. Peek over at first. Now a nice bunt laid down. Edwards throws to second to get the leadoff man. The throw to first is going to be wild, but Murray cannot advance. I think they're going to call Middleton. Yes, he is out down there at second. The ball gets by, and they're going to allow Murray to go to second. So Murray to second. Now one out with Middleton thrown out on his run to second. As the ball got away, that, of course, allowed Murray to head down there. So a single. And on the throw, on the wild throw, Murray goes to second base. Top of the order, and Tyler Kirkland led off the first with a ground out to short. This time lines this one foul into the screen. 0-1 to him. A four spot on the board for the Stars here in the top of the second. Hayden Edwards looks in. Now the pitch, swung on, fouled back, same spot. Jacob Key on deck. Seventh hitter in this inning is Tyler Kirkland. And I said a single for Murray, and knew better than that. That was a fielder's choice. Just got all caught up in the moment with the hit parade. This pitch lined past and off of the shoulder of Edwards. And I think they're going to send Murray. They are, and he scores. That is a hit. Tyler Kirkland is at first. There was no way that Edwards could have gotten to that, and it actually skimmed off of his right arm and into center field, dribbled out there, and no way for Kowalski Kolwick to make the play. So Jacob Key trying to do some more damage here. Give Kirkland the single and the run batted in. It's now 5-0. Five runs on four hits for the Stars here in the second, and still only one out. Peek back over. Now this pitch, breaking ball inside to Jacob Key, who grounded to short his last time up. Give you some stats on this spring fling run here for Jacob in a second. The pitch, breaking ball in there for a shot to second. On to first. Ball gets by, so they get Kirkland out. But diving into second base safe is Jacob Key. So Kirkland is out. Key reaches on the fielder's choice, and as the ball careens away, takes second. Now two away.
The shortstop, number 24, Drew Benefield.
I'm not so sure if that's – I think that's going to be an error. It is. It's going to be an error on the second baseman. After thinking about it, he should have come up with it there. Drew Benefield pops this one up high and deep to left. And under it over there is Pagankoff. So Benefield flies out to left field, and that's going to end the inning. But it was a good one for the Seagull Stars. They get five runs on four hits, a single, a triple, Another single, another single. So three singles and a triple. There was a walk and a hit batter as well. So the Stars leave one on base. 5-0. Siegel leads Arlington going to the bottom of the second on State Farm. Prep Baseball.
Listen, when you have precious cargo, you want a reliable vehicle, right? This is Brian Barrett. I needed a van to more easily get around, so I visited with Jimmy Evans at Evans Auto Exchange. He had several options for me to choose from, and we checked it out bumper to bumper. I got the Carfax. I have to say, I couldn't be happier with my Toyota van and the way they treated me at Evans Auto Exchange. You can look at the hundreds of vehicles they have at evansautoexchange.com. Visit my friends at Evans Auto Exchange on Broad in the old Neil Sandler building.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air in West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Braden Melton leading it off here for the Arlington Tigers, and a 1-1 pitch is fouled away deep into right. It's Melton, Breland Carroll, and Tyler Pagankoff due up here. 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Arlington. Siegel and Zach Pearson stake to a 5-0 lead. The pitch, swing and a miss. The 1-2 got him looking. And that is going to be the second strikeout in a row. He struck out the side in the end to end the first. Pearson did, and now strikes out the leadoff man, Braden Melton. Like to get back out there on offense. Bottom of the second. Carroll, the second baseman, takes this pitch high. Carroll has one hit, batting 143. Here in the spring fling, swing and a miss. Really the hottest bat has been Melton, who just struck out, had four hits, batting 364 in the spring fling. This pitch low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. One out already here in the bottom of the second. Siegel leading 5-0. The pitch by Pearson. Fastball just a little low. 3-1. Sun-drenched May afternoon, 87 degrees. Sun out bright here. The pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. And the count is wrong on the board. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The payoff pitch swung on. Just got a piece of this one to stay alive. Fouled this one deep over the left field fence. Pearson with Kerrigan catching. Christinas at first. Key at second. Middleton at third. Shortstop is Benefield. And over Benefield's head for a base hit. A one-out hit for Carroll, the first hit of the afternoon off of Zach Pearson.
Now batting the left fielder, number 12, Tyler Pagankoff.
Pearson, of course, pitching earlier this week in the first game, as a matter of fact. This one is going to be lined deep, deep in the left. Past Murray, he can't get to it. On his horse is Carroll. He's rounding third and heading home. He is going to be safe or out. He's out! What a catch, Alex Kerrigan. And what a throw in from deep left. Carroll out at home. Pagankoff is at third. And Luke Patterson, the batter here. Got to be careful. There are two away. Pearson deals. Pitch is in there for a strike on the outer half. Siegel leading 5-0. Arlington challenging here. This one going to be fouled back up in here into the stands and press box area here. So it's a double for Pagankoff. He advances to third on the throw home. This one going to be lined into right. Christinas, Langworthy, who? Anybody? Nobody. It drops in between Key and Langworthy and Christinas, I think, over there. Nobody could come up with it. A lot of foul territory here, of course, at Reese Smith Jr. Field. The count is no balls, two strikes to Luke Patterson. The pitch to him. Swing and a miss and out of the inning are the Siegel Stars with two strikeouts in the inning by Pearson. There were two hits, no runs on two hits. Thrown out trying to score was Carroll, and that left one stranded on base. We move along to the third now with your score, Siegel 5, Arlington nothing on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Looking for a romance novel with angels? Anna's Way by D.F. Jones is the second book in the Ditch Lane Diaries series. Follow the three childhood friends from college to adulthood as they experience love and joy, heartache and tears, held in the hands of destiny by divine spiritual forces. For buy links and all book titles, go to dfjonesauthor.com. That's dfjonesauthor.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard.
You'll find a wide selection of jewelry and gifts at J. Mullins Jewelry.
Something for everybody, a gift for the guy that's 15 years old that needs to buy something for his girlfriend, but also I want to have that really, really nice present for a 50th anniversary.
J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Inspired by you. On West Northfield Boulevard in the shopping center behind Capital Bank.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Riker Christina's first pitch is going to be lined into shallow center. Base hit. Riker Christina's has got his hitting shoes on. He singled to lead off the second, and now singles to lead off the third. Siegel leading 5-0. Five runs now on five hits for the Stars to bring up Alex Kerrignan. Alex pitched in relief yesterday in the Sackett win over Summit. They had to win two, of course, and from the loser's bracket to get here. Pitch low and outside. The first pitch to Alex. He walked and scored a run just last inning. They batted around last inning, the Stars did, against this Hayden Edwards. Pitch, swung on, fouled back, and over into the hitting facility, and out of play. One ball, one strike. Kerrignan waits for the pitch. Here it is. Fouled back this way again. A little bit of AAA baseball history. This is the first seven AAA team since the Mack Hawks 2000 team that won it all. They also were here in 99, the last ones to be in the championship game and win it. After this pitch, pitch low and outside. The last Rutherford County team to be in the state title game was the 2002 Laverne Wolverines, and they won it all. Do you remember who the head coach was of Laverne High School back then? I'll tell you after this 2-2 pitch. Lined foul. That head coach was the one and only Craig Revis. It's his last year at Laverne. Then he went over in 2003 when Siegel opened up. He's the only head coach of the Stars and now has them here in this championship game. Top of the third, leading 5-0. Pitch swung on, lined this one deeper into foul territory, into the bullpen area. Talking about spacious, there's a lot of room here at Reese Smith Jr. Field. And when you're playing on the high school fields and then come here and have all this foul territory, all this room, makes for a different type of ball game. 2-2, lined to second, booted by the second baseman, Carroll. Everybody safe. Get on however you can. E4. And that is the third Arlington error. Christinas goes to second. And that brings up Zach Pearson. He was hit by a pitch.
Now batting the pitcher, number six, Zach Pearson.
And now stands in. The right-handed batter has runners at first and second. And he knows better than anybody on the pitcher's mound, he's never got enough insurance. He could help his own cause here. The pitch swung on and foul tipped back all the way to the fence behind home plate. Matthew McCurry goes out to retrieve it. He's on deck. Hayden Edwards been roughed up here in the early going. Five hits off of him. Nice bunt here by Zach Pearson. The catcher, Goodman, gets to it. The throw to first in time, but Christinas advances to third, to second, Kerrigan. I like it. So the sack bunt advances Kerrigan to second, Christinas to third. For the DH, Matthew McCurry, who laced a triple to right center field. And three runs scored just last inning in the second. Pitch outside and low. Dancing around over there at third is Christinas, taking a pretty big lead and I think bothering Edwards just a little bit. Makes that long look in. Now kicks and fires, misses on the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. He had one walk and a hit batter in that last inning. Gave up one, two, three, four hits. An error in there as well, hurt. This pitch swung on, high fly ball. I mean high fly ball. Center fielder Hubbard says he's got it. Runner will tag, and another run will score. Christinas comes across for the sixth run for the Siegel Stars. Give McCurry another RBI on the sack fly. He's now driven in four of Siegel's six runs. It's now 6-0, Siegel High. Now two away for Jordan Middleton. Still some work for Jordan. Time called for. Steps back in. Right-handed batter. Facing the righty in Edwards. And it's a strike called. Of course, that mentioned earlier in our broadcast earlier this week, the Middletons are good friends with Sonny Gray. Of course, Sean coached Sonny in football and baseball at Smyrna. 1-0. Lined into left field. Get down. It does. It's going to drop. Rounding third and headed home is Kerrigan, sliding in for yet another run. It's now 7-0 Stars. And Middleton, for the second time in two innings, has a single and another run driven in. Two for two with two ribbies for Jordan Middleton. To finish that thought as Murray stands in, of course, Sonny Gray, the pitcher for the A's, his Smyrna team got to the state tournament. They didn't win. And after that first day, I think Jordan was down a little bit. Got a little pep talk from Sonny. Murray lines this one into deep left. And Middleton heads to Sackett. And a Murray hit has him down there at first. So runners at first and second. Still two away. And that is the seventh hit of the game. Siegel went three up, three down, and after that, and after the first inning, which was quick, I thought, man, this is going to be an interesting duel. And then the floodgates opened up last inning, and Siegel got their hitting shoes on again here in this one, leading 7-0, top of the third. The pitch from Edwards to Kirkland, he lines this one foul over near, I don't know, it may wind up over on Greenland somewhere. Middleton at second. Murray at first. Kirkland had a single and an RBI in the second. This time laces this one foul over there near the Arlington dugout. He's also grounded to short, one for two. Jacob Key would be next. Man, if you can get here, you just never know what can happen. And this is a long game now. Don't take anything for granted until that final out. Pitch on the outer half and low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Two out for Kirkland. Hayden Edwards, the sign from Goodman, is catcher. The pitch, swing and a miss. And down goes Kirkland. And that is the first strikeout for Edwards. Here's your inning recap. Siegel scores two runs on three hits. There was one error and two left stranded. Well, let's move along here to the bottom of the third. Siegel leading Arlington in the Class AAA State Championship game, 7-0 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my friend Jamie, whose parents just don't understand our obsession.
I told them I only eat squares, and with only crumble bits of pepperoni. They say that's how it all starts.
Don't fight it, Jamie. Don't fight the force. Square slices forever, bro. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Tyler Hubbard's first at bat here, the center fielder for Arlington. He pops this one up right side in right center. It's going to be Langworthy who drifted over to make the catch for out number one. And one away here in the Arlington third. Back to the top of the order. And Tate Colwick. Got so many papers and so many stats. Couldn't begin to tell you all of the info here. And I've lost part of them. There they are on the floor. This pitch is in there for a strike. No balls. One strike. To Tate Colwick. Takes this one for a ball, 1-1. Colwick batting 364 here in this state tournament. Two homers of his four hits in the game. Two balls, one strike to Colwick. The pitch on the outer half, it's low. Three balls and a strike. Pearson has not given up a walk yet. This pitch, curveball is in there low. And the first base on balls given up here by Pearson with one out.
At the plate, the third baseman, number two, Ian Bilboni.
That's going to bring up Ian Bilboni. I'll get it right. He flew out to center field earlier. He takes this one for a strike from Pearson on the outer half. Nice breaking ball there. I can't help but to come here and think of Coach Steve Peterson every time. Jim McGuire, of course, too. Throw over. And Cole Wick is back. Saw Coach McGuire a moment ago, and broadcast legend Dick Palmer here watching baseball as well. The 0-1 pitch inside and high for a ball. One ball, one strike. One out here in the bottom of the third. The pitch swung on high, chopper, and stopped over there by Middleton. Great throw. Well, thought he was going to turn and make that throw, but he held up. Great catch to keep it in the infield.
Now batting the right fielder.
Thought he was going to turn and do a pirouette and throw over to first, but it's a long throw over there. So it's going to be a single for Bibolone. I've called him everything here today, but that's okay. Going to second is Colwick. Runners at first and second with one out. And the batter here is Tyler Gentry. He reached on an error and has a stolen base. Siegel scored five in the top of the second, two in the top of the third, leading here 7-0. The pitch from Pearson, breaking ball. Framed nicely there by Kerrigan. But it's a ball. One ball, one strike. Pearson with the jersey flapping in the wind. It's a hot breeze, but it's a breeze, right? The pitch. Chopper to short. Benefield lets it get by. He was going to try to get it on the bounce, and a run's going to score. Colwick winds up coming across. Bilboni at second. Gentry at first. And that's going to be an error on the shortstop, E6. So no RBI for Gentry. Two errors in the game for Siegel. That cost him a run. Three errors by Arlington, and that's cost him at least two. Still one out. Runners at first and second for the batter, Hunter Goodman. It's now 7-1, Siegel. One ball, no strike, and the pitch fouled back into the screen by Goodman, who struck out to end the first. For those of you who haven't heard, Siegel dropped the championship game to Dixon County 6-3. They would have had to win that one to force the if game and came up a little short. Fly ball into deep, deep center. Kirkland has it. Runners do not tag. Cutoff throw is thrown over to third. Nobody could tag there. And as deep as that was hit, a little surprise there maybe, trailing 7-1, but don't tell anybody. Fly ball to center field. Retires Goodman. Now two away for Braden Melton. He also struck out as he led off the second inning. Runners at first and second for Arlington. They've got one run in already. Let's hope that's it. He takes a strike on a beautiful breaking ball that clipped the outside of the plate when it finally hit the mid of Kerrigan. This pitch, fastball outside and fouled back into the screen. So we went inside with the breaking ball, outside with the fastball, and just got a piece of it, and is ahead here of Braden Melton, 0-2. I'll look back at Sackett. Now the pitch. Breaking ball is just low. Oh, my goodness. That was a beautiful pitch. It's like that first one that he threw to him. But Jess misses. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Zach Pearson. Right back to the pitcher, Pearson. The throw to first on the soft toss to Christinas. The ground out to the pitcher ends the inning. Arlington gets one run on one hit. There was one walk and one error. That left two stranded on base. We move along to the top of the fourth with Siegel leading in this AAA state championship baseball game 7-1 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
And people think about little ones in their yards. This is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of their session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Michael Busey, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Brian Barrett here with you. John Dinkins going to join me shortly from Reese Smith Jr. Field. The news pretty good here for the Siegel Stars. But don't get too comfortable. A lot of baseball left to play as Jacob Key leads off this fourth inning. Siegel leading 7-1. First pitch swung on. Fly ball left field, and it is up against the wall. He's headed to second with a stand-up leadoff double. Jacob Key and the Stars today, my friends, have on their hitting shoes. The eighth hit in three innings, now working on the fourth. So Jacob Key in scoring position for Drew Benefield. And Drew, I think, is due. And we're going to see a pitching change here, I think. Drew Benefield has a homer in this state tournament on five hits, batting 294. At least I think there's going to be a pitching change. This is the second meeting on the mound here with Hayden Edwards. There is action in the Arlington bullpen. Arlington coach Brandon Morgan is out. Now the umpire goes out. I'm sure the umpire being informing Coach Morgan that that's it. Meeting is over, and Edwards still out there. I think he was maybe buying some time here as the bullpen action gets fast and furious down there. The batter here, Drew Benefield. The first pitch to him. Breaking ball high and inside. A strike called, however. Looked a little high from here, but he's got a better vantage point than we do to call the balls and strikes. 0-1 pitch from Edwards. Lined down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. Here comes Key around third. He's heading home, and an RBI double for Drew Benefield. And it is now 8-1 Stars. Drew with the ninth hit of this game for the Stars. And now Riker Christinas, who is 2-for-2, both singles, and has scored two of Siegel's eight runs in this game, has a chance maybe to drive in his first run. Swing and a miss on the first pitch to him from Edwards. Siegel scored 5 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, and lead now 8-1. 8 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors for the Stars, 1-3-3 for the Tigers. The pitch, fly ball, left field, pretty deep. Pagan Koff makes the catch. Runner will tag, and Benefield is going to head to third, sliding. So that's the first out of the game in this fourth. And now a runner at third, and Drew Benefield.
Now batting the catcher, number 13, Alex.
So Christinas flies out to left field. Now Alex Kerrigan, who reached on a walk and scored a run, reached on an error and scored a run. Pitch to him is inside, breaking ball in there. That's been a good pitch for Hayden Edwards. Kerrigan looking for his first official plate appearance, even though he scored 2 runs. This breaking ball pitch, same spot but a little higher. Maybe a little more off the plate this time, even it up at 1-1. Edwards, the stretch, the pitch, fly ball, right field this time. Gentry going back, drifts back, gets under it, and Benefield will tag, and he will score standing up. It is now 9-1. Siegel Stars. Give him the RBI.
What's your else? The pitcher, number 6.
And now two away.
Pearson.
I failed to mention Christinas gets a ribby as well. 9 runs on now 9 hits for the Stars, and Zach Pearson with the bases empty and 2 out. Stands in here for the Siegel Stars. The first pitch to him going to be lined into foul territory deep down the third base, our first base side. My softball partner settling in here. Baseball partner. All sports partner. Lined into left field. Is it fair or foul? It is going to be a foul ball. Just barely. Not by much. Looks like our 171st game or show. This is definitely it for Spring Fling Week. 11 games this week. Fly ball into shallow center. Drifting under it is Hubbard for the out. Here's your inning recap. The Stars scored 2 runs on 2 hits, no walks, and nobody left on base. Let's move along to the bottom of the fourth. Your score, Siegel leads Arlington 9-1. That's right, Siegel leads Arlington 9-1 on State Farm State Championship Baseball.
The time is now.
Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? From residential, commercial, estates, or farms, the Parks Auction team can handle everything. A common myth in real estate is that the sale of a home at auction is a sign of distress. That couldn't be further from the truth. Auctions are fast, efficient, and profitable. Visit ParksAuction.com and you'll see why. Also, check out their upcoming auctions there. Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting 3-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
1450. I'm Brian Barrett. John Dinkins here with us for our coverage of State Farm Prep Sports from News Radio WGNS. made that trek over behind Oakland and Rutherford Boulevard over here to Reese Smith Jr. Field. Great crowd here, isn't it, John?
Well, looking from your digs up here, looks like I lost the coin toss.
Pretty sweet spot. This pitch is inside to Breland Carroll. He singled in the second. He is one for one. He's thrown out at home plate. Great play. This pitch high and outside evens it up now. No, takes it to 2-0. Carroll, Pagankoff, and Patterson. The batters here. This pitch inside, and suddenly Pearson. Well, they intentionally walk him, I guess. On the 3-0, they just send him down to first.
Well, Brian, with a 9-1 lead, you want to throw strikes. Let him hit it. Hit it anywhere in the field. Let your defense do the work. You're up by eight, and in a good position right here.
This pitch is high. You're really the baseball guy here, John. Pagankoff here, the batter. And I made this point earlier and wanted to ask you. You know, we've seen all the high school complexes, and they're fine. I mean, they're very nice. I'm not talking ill about our baseball facilities. But look at how much room there is behind home plate, how deep it is out there in center field. I mean, this changes the game a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, if you're a hitter, you probably like it because it seems much more spacious. And if you're a pitcher, you like the foul areas because you got a chance to catch a few more pop-ups. But you're in the outfield, you're going to have to cover some ground. It's 395 to center field out there. But really, if you think about it, though, the dimensions are the same, 330, 325, 330 down the left field line. Yeah. So the dimensions are the same, but it just looks more spacious because everything's not as compact. It's as spread out.
But there's a lot more foul territory here.
Yes. But where the diamond actually is,
it's the same.
It should be the same.
Yeah.
Just like Hoosiers.
There has been
Siegel hadn't had any trouble with it, I can tell you that.
No, they haven't. There has been a defensive change here, and I'll tell you what it is, and I'll tell you why I think it's going on. Here after this pitch to Pagankoff, it's a 1-0. It's going to be line foul back up here into the screen. And I don't know who came in to play it right, but Langworthy has been replaced in right field. And now Langworthy is in the bullpen. So I would imagine John Ross Langworthy is getting ready to maybe come in relief. A little slow dribbler to Benefield. Benefield fires it to first for the out.
Well, he pitched in the, 10-0 run rule game. I believe that's right.
I think that's right.
So he's probably of the people that are still out there, he's probably the most refreshed. Pearson pitched Tuesday and pitched about, 4 1/3 innings or so. So that's why he got the start today. Although you say, well, it's 3 or 2 days rest, but they're not expecting, I don't think they're expecting, Coach Rev is expecting Zach Pearson to go all the way here.
Foul back and into the screen.
They may have him on a pitch count, to be honest with you, and everybody else that comes in.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say, because he did pitch on Tuesday, and it's only coming in here on 3 days rest, and they want to get as much as they can, I'm sure. The 0-1 pitch inside. He's had a much better game today with control. I know in that you did the game that Zach pitched, and I wasn't there for the biggest part of that. He's only walked one here in this game so far. And I think that was part of his issue on whatever day, Tuesday it was. The 1-1 pitch with one out. This one in there. Nope, it's a little low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. But Langworthy is warming up. We got a new right fielder, and we still haven't heard the official announcement. It's still not made on the official stats either. Line to short, picked up there by Benefield. Benefield, they're going to get Carroll caught in a rundown here, and now Carroll tagged out.
That was a smart play by Benefield to get him dripping off at second, because you kept the runner at first, and it's just like a brand new inning here with just a runner at first base. You take that potential scoring run out of there. I heard also on the way over that There was a mighty fine throw out there from the outfield, and they tagged a runner out.
Yes.
That was a big play
at home. That would have scored a run, I think.
Because it was, what, 5-0, I think, at the time.
Yeah. Well, that gets the leadoff runner instead of him being at second. You let Patterson reach on the fielder's choice, but the even better news is there are two out. The batter is Hubbard. He takes a strike on the inside corner from Pearson. Here's the 0-1 pitch, lined, speared by Jordan Middleton at third. A line out to third ends the Arlington fourth. No runs, no hits. There was an intentional walk and one left stranded. We move along here now to the fifth inning. The Arlington Tigers trail our Seagull Stars in the AAA state championship game 9-1 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and I can help you get to a better state. 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Monty King. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 220-2210.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
The batter is Matthew McCurry for the Seagull Stars. My 2015-2016 play-by-play is over for the year. With great honor, I hand it over to John Dinkins to wrap up this game. Let's get us a state championship, sir.
Well, we're in a good spot right now. There's a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Throwing out is Colwick, and he gets him by a step for out number one. 6-3 on the put out there. Brings up Jordan Middleton, who has two singles and a couple RBIs. And, Brian, he is a guy that had struggled at part of the season, and he caught fire just at the right time. He has really played well and had some big key hits for the Stars.
Oh, yeah, certainly glad to see his hitting come around, and it came around at a great time here in this spring fling run.
There's a drive into left field. Parking under it is Pogonkoff, and he makes the catch for out number two. So two away quickly here. Is that Edwards still on the mound there, Brian?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Can you please wipe that tear from your cheek after that heartfelt toss to you?
Oh, okay. There's a drive. Center field. And it's caught. This time by Hubbard. So an easy inning for Edwards. And we're going to go to the bottom of the fifth with Siegel still up 9-1 here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Behold, Little Caesar's deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese.
But where did they put it?
In the crust.
Yes, they added over 3.5 feet of cheese right in the crust.
Cheesy crust, cheesy crust. They put it in the crust.
It makes something great even better.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
With the cheese in the crust.
Pizza, pizza.
Get your cheesy stuffed crust pizza now at Little Caesars on Memorial, Rutherford Boulevard, and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This coverage of State Farm Prep Sports in the Class AAA state title game in baseball brought to you by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air. John, it's the top of the order due up here for the Arlington Tigers.
Yeah, it's going to be Tate Colwick, Ian Bibiloni, is that right?
Yeah,
that's
what I've been saying.
Tyler Gentry. Just got here, folks. It's going to take me a minute or two. Here's the pitch from Pearson. Swung on. Chopper foul down the third baseline.
And the reason you just got here, for folks who may be listening in and didn't have us on earlier, you did the softball game. You and I started, and then I left you really early. Came over to get set up, and softball game was back and forth, and it was a war, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was a really good game, and Dixon County, pretty good ball club. I got to tip the cap to the Cougars.
I really think it came down to last night who had the advantage. Your state championship game may have been last night. What I mean by that, Dixon County had an advantage today, and I really think whoever won that game last night would be the likely state champion. It was just that close between those two. And unfortunately, it was one of those games that kind of got away from the Lady Stars last night.
But yeah, and they played hard today. They played really well. And
shouldn't take away from the fine season they had. The best in school history, state runner-up here in 2016 in softball. It's never been done by the Lady Stars, and congratulations to them and Perry Lyons. I know that kind of stings. I mean, when you get there, you want to win it all. But what a fine season by them.
Well, they're checking out Colwick over here, who fouled one off his instep, and he's in some pain. Brian, I think 49-8, I believe, was the final record for the Stars, and I know the Lady Stars are heading over here. I saw them kind of getting their stuff together to come over here and support the Stars. But really great effort, and congratulations to Perry Lyons on a terrific season, and Jennifer Patterson. Larry Creasy, I don't know if you heard, was with me through most of the game.
Oh, did he sit with you?
Yeah, he sat with me, and I couldn't get him to do any commentary, but we didn't have a microphone for him. So.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, but we did get in. He did acknowledge a few things I asked him, but I know he's proud of the Stars and proud of this bunch too.
Well, I mean, what a day for Siegel to have a team in the softball championship game, a team in the baseball championship game, and John, it's been a long time here in baseball.
There's a swing and a high fly ball deep center field over Kirkland's head, going to roll all the way to the wall. Colwick doesn't look like he's hurting at all as he's making his way to third, although he does kind of limp in as he gets to third base with a leadoff triple.
Well, Colwick coming into this game, John, was one of three Arlington Tigers batting .364 this week in the state tournament. Two home runs, two singles. So he had four hits this week, two of them homers, two of them singles. So add a triple to that now. So a fine week for Colwick. No need to panic, but you got to manage this well, right?
That's right. Bibiloni, the batter, swung on, had a big cut, fouls it back. Well, you want to minimize the damage. Now it's 9-1. You may get this run may score, but you want to get an out.
Exactly.
Outs are what count because they're running out of them. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line drive, left field, base hit.
Can't get one that way.
RBI single for Bibiloni. And scoring on the play is Colwick. And it's 9-2, excuse me.
What you don't want them to have is a big inning like Siegel had and get them back in it with some confidence because there are enough outs to play with here. But once you get out of this inning, it gets fewer and fewer, but just looking for that first out right now. And Langworthy not warming up at this point. He's going back out now.
First pitch is a ball. Nope, a strike, 0-1.
And by the way, your right fielder that came in is Simmons. Simmons is playing tonight.
The local hero now after his pitching performance yesterday. There's a swing shot in the hole. Benefield with a long throw, not going to be able to throw him out. So three straight hits here in the fifth for Arlington. Bibiloni stops at second. And it's going to bring up Hunter Goodman as Gentry singles. Goodman has struck out and flied to center. He's 0 for 2. A double play would be great right here.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, boy, what would be nice right now would be a double play.
Zach Pearson with the pitch. Ball gets away. Runners are going to move up. Wild pitch. So one run is in. There are three hits in the inning. Runners at second and third and nobody out. Langworthy starting to heat up in the Stars' bullpen. It probably won't take him long. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate. And the count now. One ball, one strike. Here from Reese Smith Field on the campus of MTSU, the state championship game. Siegel leading at 9-2. Swing, a shot, past Middleton at third. One run is in. Here comes Gentry. He's going to score, and in with a double is Hunter Goodman. Two RBIs on the play. And just like that, it's 9-4. Still nobody out in the inning. Four straight hits now. And going to bring up Braden Melton, the designated hitter. Struck out and grounded out. He's 0 for 2. Right-handed batter steps in there. Slightly closed stance. The wind and the pitch from Pearson. Down low a ball and inside. One ball, no strikes. Four straight hits, and they're within five of us now. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Here's a fly ball to center field. Kirkland came in, now back. It's over his head. Here comes Goodman. Melton on his way for third, and he's safe. An RBI triple for Braden Melton. Craig Revis checking down there to see if Langworthy is ready in the bullpen. And that brings up Braylon Carroll. Carroll has stolen a base, singled, and he's walked. He's 1-for-1. 9-5 now. Four runs are in the inning. The pitch down low into the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Nice stop there by Kerrigan.
Well, things change in a hurry in baseball, don't they?
Yes, they do. And Craig Revis going to make the fans heating and air call to the bullpen. He's already signaled for the right-hander, John Ross Langworthy. We'll take a break after we get this coaching change, and we'll see how Langworthy does here in the bottom of the fifth. It's 9-5, Siegel. Arlington has a runner at third, and nobody out. Stay with us.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still, even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board office.
867-6622.
Who brings home convenience with new technology while planning for the future and all the things we'll need?
Through years of service, through changes and through time,
Murfreesboro Electric, since 1939, every year, every day, every hour.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Michael Busey, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you in the Class AAA State Championship game. John Ross Langworthy finishing up his warm-up tosses. And John Pearson
would have pitched, has pitched four innings. The Melton at third belongs to him, so five runs, and we hope that that's it. But nobody out, and it's been a big inning already here for the Arlington Tigers.
I'm going to go back to the point you were trying to make. The field is bigger. It's not necessarily that much longer. Make sense?
Well, when a ball gets sense. You made what it clicked with me is if the ball goes over your head, you're in trouble.
Yep. First pitch from Langworthy is a strike called, 0-1. 9-5, Siegel. Here in the bottom of the fifth, the pitch high.
And unfortunately, that's the trouble that really a lot of people have gotten into here at this park today.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. Popped up right side. Now into shallow right field. It's Pearson. Makes the catch. And he does not go. And Pearson with a pretty good throw. It was up the line a little bit. But with nobody out, Arlington didn't want to chance it.
You know, they did that earlier as well. I thought earlier in the game before you got here, John, that they might have sent somebody, but they didn't.
That was probably fatal. However, you've got to look at who's running.
Throws to first, and Freeman digs it out.
And as the clock winds down, you know it.
And the pitch to Peyton Kauf is a ball, one ball, no strike. So one out, the runner still at third. I think the running at the speed of the runner. There's a drive way deep into left field. Back goes Murray. This ball is out of here. It's 9-7. Melton scores from third. Peyton Kauf touching them all, and he's got a fired up Arlington Tiger team awaiting him here. Six runs have scored here in the fifth. I may need to let you take over.
Oh, me.
I may let you come back. We're doing much better with you. Here's Luke Patterson. Struck out and grounded out.
I kept saying earlier, you know, nervously optimistic. Well, now those nerves have turned over every Siegel Star's stomach 15 times.
Langworthy's pitch. It's a ball outside to Luke Patterson.
Whatever happens, John, let's get out of this inning. This has been a nightmare.
Eighth man to bat in the inning. That pitch is a strike called. It's 1-1. Siegel scored 5 in the second, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth. Arlington has scored 6 here in the fifth. And the count goes 2 balls and a strike. Langworthy wasting no time. The right-hander kicks and fires. It's high. And it's 3 balls and a strike. No activity in the single bullpen. This inning started. It was 9-1. It's now 9-7. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Siegel fans cheering on John Ross Langworthy.
Well, I went and got my rabbit's foot. Hopefully that'll change the luck here.
Here's the wind in the pitch. Swung on, shot to second. Key up with it. And the throw to first in time for out number 2. Now that what I commented on earlier about now you want to get outs. You really got to get outs now. Every out counts. That brings up Tyler Hubbard, the center fielder. Fly to right, lined out. He's 0 for 2. The ninth man to bat in the inning.
Well, Arlington's had the biggest inning run-wise of anybody.
Pitch is a strike called on the inside corner right at the knees, 0-1.
But they still trail here by 2 runs, and hopefully we can get out of this inning with that being the case.
Pitch is outside. Nope, strike called. May have gotten away with one there. 0-2 the count. Langworthy winds and the pitch. Just almost the same spot. Langworthy walks about 12 steps off the mound. Thought he had him. I did too. He was in the exact same spot.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way as Langworthy working quickly. The pitch. Strike three called. He struck him out. And the inning is over. The first strikeout for John Ross Langworthy. And we've completed five. They get six runs here. I've got to add them up, Brian. On six hits, am I right? One, two, three, four, five, six. Yes. And they leave nobody. And we are now going to the sixth with Siegel clinging to a 9-7 lead.
Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939. Back then, just 14 employees worked to bring our beautiful city into the electric era, building miles of new power line and helping residents set up cutting-edge electrical appliances in their homes. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department, serving our friends and neighbors around the clock to bring you reliable electric service and the quickest response time possible.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
Hello, this is Jimmy Evans, owner of Evans Auto Exchange. Y'all have heard me on the radio. This message today is for people who have bad credit. No matter how bad it is, we can put you in a car or truck. We're talking about nice cars and trucks. 100% guaranteed. We 100% guarantee that we will get you financed. Bring your bad credit and come on down and see us at Evans Auto Exchange, evansautoexchange.com, 2240 Northwest Broad here in Murfreesboro, right next door to the Harley dealer.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Tyler Kirkland leading off the top of the sixth. Pitch, line drive, right field, base hit, good start. I'm glad you're going to do the end of the game stats.
Well, what I was going to say after that sixth inning, John, now that you got out of it, it's 9-7. Keep doing what you've been doing offensively. And let's see what Langworthy can do on the mound here. And if you can get him some more runs here to help him out, maybe he can settle in and finish up this game.
Edwards on the mound still for Arlington. They're back in this thing. Here's the pitch. Key looked as if he was going to bunt, held back, and the first pitch is a ball, 1-0. Edwards, the right-hander. Good lead by Kirkland at first. Look over the pitch. He does bunt it and bunts it foul. Count even at a ball and a strike. And Coach Revis is playing this right. He's playing it like it's a two-run lead, I mean a two-run game. Not worrying about how many runs have scored. What the score, but the difference in it, the differential of the game. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Boy, that almost hit him. Ball gets away, and taking off to second is Kirkland. Wow, pitch.
So that's the run differential that you're talking about.
Yes. I mean, you're playing it not by how many runs have scored, but what the score is. Does that make sense? It's a two-run
game. It's 2-0.
Yeah, like it's a two-run game.
Like you have a 2-0 lead.
You'll try to get another run.
Yeah, or if it's a 4-2 game and you've got a two-run lead.
Pad the lead. Now Key will not have to bunt, or he could bunt him to third. No, swinging away, and a good cut fouls it back out of play. And to the host of Siegel Star fans that are scattered all throughout this stadium.
Well, this place is packed. I mean, it's a great crowd for the championship game.
Try finding a parking place.
Yeah, I bet you had a problem.
It was a while. I would have been here probably about another half inning earlier. Here's the pitch. Off-speed pitch in there for strike three called. Strikeout of Jacob Key. Is that their second one? Yeah, there's one. I thought, geez. Here's Drew Benefield. Flied out to right, flied to left. He's doubled and driven in a run.
The Stars have had 10 hits in this game.
Right-handed batter, here's the pitch to him. Breaking pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. John Dingens along with Brian Barrett. We've done 11 games this week. I've gained 8 pounds.
I'm feeling it right about now, are
you?
Yep,
I am.
Take tomorrow off.
I got to make a confession to you, Rick. You made this a great introduction, swinging a foul back, and I'd worked hard, and I was over at the other field. I was talking to Carolyn Levi.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the game, and I said, man, I am so worn out. I know you are. And she said, yeah, are you going to that other game? I went, you know, I'm kind of thinking maybe. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. There was doubt in my mind for a few minutes. I mean, there was really just get in the car, get in the truck, drive maybe home, send a text, and say, hey, you're sounding good. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, you're not going to see me tomorrow.
0-2 pitch.
See me in July.
On the way, here's the pitch. Swung on. Pretty well hit. Deep left field, but it's going to be caught out there by Pogonkoff on a nice running grab just short of the warning track in deep left field. He gave that a ride. And it's going to leave it up to Riker Christinas, if we're going to get this run in, going to second or third and tagging up on that play was Kirkland. Alertly done. Riker's had a good game. He's 2-for-3.
Love to get something out of this inning, John, and maybe steal a little bit of the Tigers' momentum.
First pitch to Christinas. Popped up right side. Over comes Patterson. He's got it for out number three. So no runs for the Stars. They do get a hit, and they leave Kirkland stranded at third. We're going to the bottom of the sixth. Got to keep holding them, Stars. It's 9-7 Siegel here in the state championship baseball game. Stay with us.
And the Blue Raiders win again.
Man, I really need to get some new MT gear.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd go to the bookstore.
Bookstore? I thought you wanted gear. Businesses always put what they're most proud of in their name.
So where do you go?
Raider Tees. They have tees, polos, hats, chairs, tents, artwork, everything blue for the true Blue Raider fan. They're just off Broad Street behind Chewy's restaurant on Ridgely Road.
Raider Tees.
Like us on Facebook for early notice of specials and sales.
Raider Tees. Bigger, better, and go blue.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
John Ross Langworthy continuing his second inning of work here. The Stars leading 9-7 on State Farm Prep Sports, brought to you by State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton on North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton.
Tate Colwick, the batter, swung on, bouncer up the middle, a base hit. Second hit of the day for Colwick, and a good start here for the Arlington Tigers. It brings up Ian Bibiloni. Talk about a good baseball name. Yeah, I always look through the lineup to see, and Bibiloni's pretty awesome.
Colwick's pretty good too.
Yep.
I don't like seeing any of these guys here. They're the top of the order is pretty solid and pretty tough.
2-for-3 day for Bibiloni. Runner at first, nobody out. Langworthy looking in, checks the runner at first. The stretch, throw over, runner back.
You know, Arlington's probably said enough of this Rutherford County mess. They've had to play Stewart's Creek two games, and now Siegel. It's about time we got them.
Here's the wind in the pitch, swing and a miss. Langworthy out in front of Bibiloni, 0-1. It's the 1-2-3 hitters up here in the sixth. Only need to get six more outs, Brian. That's it.
Well, let's get them in a hurry.
Here's the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball sails inside. And it's one ball, one strike. Siegel fans wanted that pitch.
Talking about living and breathing on every pitch. The highs and lows of this game have been from north to south.
Throw over, runner back. Clouding up a little bit to our left, but I think we're okay. One and one the count to Bibiloni. Here's the pitch. High. Two balls, one strike. you know, you talk about long games and long days for players, but the fans are really the ones that really have long hours and days. Pitch is high, three balls and a strike.
Well, that's true, and if you've been to as many games as we have, and a lot of people have, they've been supporting these local teams, and that's great. They've had a long week.
Swing and a miss. Well, there are softball fans, and then there are baseball fans. But when you've got one team that's got one school that's got two teams in it, a lot of times they start overlapping, and they just back each other up, which is what's happened here at Siegel.
That's awesome to see. It really is.
Three balls, two strikes. The stretch by Langworthy. The pitch to the plate. Swung on. Liner in the right. Base hit. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. We may have to do like we did in the softball game. The Siegel did in the softball game. I do a couple of innings and you come back in.
Yeah, they gave that a good try out there today.
Here is Tyler Gentry. Reached on an error twice. And he singled.
John, the tying run is now at first. I didn't know if we were going to see that in this game. Need some outs.
The stretch by Langworthy. Here's the pitch outside. One ball, no strikes.
But everybody, when you get to this state championship game, John, everybody's just about out of gas, out of pitching, out of everything. And takes a lot of luck in these state championship games. It really does.
The pitch. Down low. Don't quite seem to have the zip that you would, these pitchers, after you've gone through this. This would be, I think, Langworthy's third appearance in this. He pitched a couple of games, an inning or two, I think, on Tuesday. Then came back and pitched, what, on Thursday?
Well, coming in here to this game, he's pitched seven innings this week.
Here's the pitch. High, and it's 3-0, and Kerrigan goes out to talk to him.
And Pearson coming in had pitched the fewest, 4 1/3 innings. You add another four to him, so he pitched 8 innings this week. Seth Petrie has pitched 6 1/3. Ryan Stocks pitched an inning and a third. Jacob Keyes pitched 5. Alex Kerrigan has pitched 2, so I'd say Key, Kerrigan, and Stocks are what's left.
Yeah. 3-0 the count to Gentry.
In no particular order there, really.
Here's the pitch. Walked him. Bases are loaded. Nobody warming up in the bullpen, but that doesn't mean he can't make a move.
Now batting the catcher, number 32, Hunter Goodman.
At third is Colwick. Bibiloni is at second, and Gentry at first, and here is Hunter Goodman. Struck out, flied out, doubled. Here's the wind and the pitch. A strike called 0-1. Attaboy, John Ross. From the stretch.
Needs something good to happen. Strikeout, fly out, something.
0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Maybe got a piece of it. It's 0-2.
Flyout's kind of scary because if it's deep enough, runner could tag. Maybe a grounder to Benefield over there at short for a double play.
0-2 the count. No place to put him. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, shot to short. Could be two. Run to the bag. One on to first. Two it is! A double play. A run scores, but that was huge. It's 9-8, no RBI for Hunter Goodman, the 6-3 double play as Benefield took it himself. So two away, it brings up Braden Melton, who has tripled. He struck out and grounded out. He's 1-3. Langworthy one out away for still being in front by one run. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play, 0-1. Brian, you get this out, and then you can either leave Langworthy in to start the next inning or maybe even put a new fresher arm in there. Here's the pitch to him. Swung on. I don't like the way he's swinging that ball.
I don't either.
That's scary.
He's fouled it away. He's a little late, and it's 0-2.
The double play was huge, and you go from nobody out to two outs, John, and it changes the inning for everybody.
0-2 pitch. Swung on, line foul, out of play. Count remains, no balls, two strikes. 9-8, Siegel leads it by one. Arlington actually is out-hit Siegel, 11-10. The wind, the pitch by Langworthy. Swung on, fouled away again. Keep throwing it at him, John Ross. We don't nibble.
No nibbling sometimes leads to the big catch.
Here's the wind and the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, shot to short. Nice play, Benefield. To his left. Throw to first, a little high. Christinas brings it down. Good play on both ends. Tricky hop for Benefield. The high throw, Christinas tags the runner. But Arlington does get a run on two hits. There was a walk, but with the bases loaded and nobody out, that's pretty good, I'm telling you. I'm exhausted. We're going to go to the seventh with the score. Siegel 9 and Arlington 8 here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Celeste Middleton, and I'm that State Farm agent. Call me today at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Wondering how much your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography, 890-1558.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Coverage brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Anna's Way by author D.F. Jones, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, along with Sir Pizza. John, it's Kerrigan, Pearson, and McCurry do up here in the Siegel 7th.
Well, a little insurance would be nice. As we start the top half of the seventh inning, first pitch to him is a ball. Edwards still out there. They're within one, the pitch. That breaking pitch in there for a strike. And the count even at a ball and a strike.
Wonder how short his leash is.
I don't know. I mean, the fact that he's still in there.
Well,
you know, maybe this is it. This is the guy I'm going with. Baseball coaches have to be gutsy. I mean, they just have to, you know, and they really do make the decision under with their gut a lot of times. Here's the pitch, a high fly ball center field. Overcomes Colwick and makes the catch for out number one.
Can tell you that Siegel has some action in the bullpen. Jacob Key is warming up for the Stars. And we may see him in the bottom of the seventh.
Zach Pearson, the batter, been hit by a pitch. He bunted, and he's flied out. 0-2, right-handed batter. Here's a pitch, swung on, a fly ball to right field, and an easy catch for Gentry for out number two. Brian Edwards has really, since the fourth inning, has held Siegel at bay. Didn't score in the fifth or the sixth.
Right. And, John, fifth and sixth innings, he's only given up one hit. Only struck out one, but he's let his defense do the work behind him.
Here's the pitch. That one sailed inside, almost hit Matthew McCurry. He's had a good day, a triple, three RBIs, a sacrifice fly and an RBI, and he's grounded out. Four RBIs on the day, and the pitch is a ball outside. Well, Matt, just crank one out over the left field wall, about 365, and we'll get a run here. Pitch is a strike called. It's 2-1.
Well, he smoked one to right center field back in the second inning.
The pitch outside.
He drove in three runs with that one swing.
3-1 the count. Edwards winds and pitches. Strike called, inside corner. Home plate umpire takes his time.
Yes, he does. Curry was headed to first.
3-2 pitch. Swung on, grounder to second. Picked up over there by Carroll, the throw to first. And it's a three up, three down inning for Arlington. Well, here we go, folks. We go to the bottom of the seventh for the state championship on the line. It's Siegel 9, Arlington 8 here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue with two locations on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Our pork is smoked about 23 hours. The process takes about that long. We have smoked pulled chicken off of a chicken breast. We have a whole chicken breast, beef, smoked ham, and ribs.
Is your mouth watering yet? I bet it is. And Rick's Barbecue has the cure for your cravings. They have two locations on Warrior Drive and on Memorial Boulevard.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Agent Trey Helton bringing you this, what we hope to be a final inning here in the sports season. Trey Helton on Memorial Boulevard between the Sportscom and VA. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Trey Helton, 615-895-0500. And John Jacob Key is on the mound.
Yeah, we're talking off air. This is kind of a storybook ending. Your ace of the staff comes in, try to make history. No pressure, Jacob. No pressure at all.
Well, if anyone has the shoulders to carry that pressure, it's Jacob Key. I guarantee it. Very humble young man.
And remember, you've only got to go an inning. So throw it.
Three outs.
Throw it hard, Jacob. Breland Carroll going to lead it off here. He's singled, he's walked, and he's flied out. The wind and the pitch outside. One ball, no strikes. Good velocity, though. That's good to see. One ball, no strikes. Umpire almost wanted to call that a strike, I believe. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back out of play. Late on the swing. Good to see as well. 9, 10, and 2 for Siegel. 8, 11, and 3 for Arlington. What a classic championship game this has been. The pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. The crowd's calling the strike before the umpire is. One ball, two strikes. They are fired up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a weak swing. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. I wonder how much sleep Craig Revis has gotten this week in terms of how to use your pitching.
None.
He could probably give you a clinic, however, on how to use it accurately. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike him out. First strikeout of the inning. We've got two more, baby. That's it. Strikeout number one for Key. Here's Pagankoff. Tyler Pagankoff doubled and hit a two-run homer. The suspense builds. 2 for 3 on the day. Key two outs away from getting his team to the state championship. Here's the pitch and winning the thing. The pitch. A strike called outside corner 0-1. Patterson to follow. The wind, the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Pagankoff back in there. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, and we've got 2 strikeouts and 1 out away from the state championship. We've still got Luke Patterson. He's struck out. He's grounded out. He's grounded a second, and it's short. He's 0 for 3. Key gets the sign from Kerrigan, the first pitch. Outside, did he go? No. It's 1 ball, no strikes. The crowd is on every pitch. Brian is pacing over here beside me. The 1-0. Swung on, fouled back out of play. They haven't caught up with his fastball yet.
No, and I hope he's got 2 more strikes left in him here.
I hope the adrenaline's pumping. Here we go. The 1-1. Strike 2 called. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Last chance for Arlington. We're 1 strike away. The 1-2. Into the dirt. Kerrigan saves it. Count even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. 9-8. Siegel by 1. There are 2 out in the 7th. We're 1 strike away from the state championship for the Siegel Stars. Patterson back in there. Key winds up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss! The Siegel Stars are the state champions in baseball. And the Stars are going to absolutely demolish Jacob Key as they pile on. What an inning. He struck out the side. Can you believe that? Final score. The Siegel Stars, 9. The Arlington Tigers, 8. They are the state champions of 2016. Brian, a high five on that one, brother.
Oh, my gosh. What a game. What a game. I'm telling you, that is true class right there.
Jacob Key was not to be denied. He came in like a madman.
Gosh. That, you know, he put it on his shoulders. He put this game, the season, everything that they have done all year. All the pressure was on them. They've been number one throughout much of the year, John, and that 34th win is sweet because it crowns them state champions in 2016. Rutherford County's first state champion, John, in 14 years in AAA baseball.
And you know what? It's Craig Revis again. I know he's got to be happy, and I know he's got to be relieved. He gets the hugs from Larry Creasy down there, proud principal, almost like a papa to him. There he is.
Well, how awesome. Look at this district and the coaches. How many times has Barry Messer been to the state championships, you know, in the spring fling? You look at Barry Vetter at Smyrna. He'd been there before. Mac Hawks, of course, a 2-time state champion. Now Craig Revis, a 2-time state champion. Mike Bartlett's been around the block a long time. And brought this third-year program, Stewart's Creek, in this year to the spring fling and got to the state's Final Four. And, gosh, I tell you what, there are just some really good baseball coaches in this league. But it is so hard to do, so hard to do. And Siegel had to do what many thought was impossible. After losing that first game to Summit, come back through the loser's bracket, and not only have to beat Summit once, but beat Summit twice, and they hadn't thrown their ace yet. And we heard all of these stories. Plus, you know, Sevier County hasn't thrown their ace, and it seemed like the cards were stacked against Siegel the entire week. But they came through. They battled through. Well, gosh, John, they almost lost to Collierville in the. You know, they were. They yeah. could have been 0-2 in this state tournament. Lost to Collier, if they had lost to Collierville, they had to come back to win that one 6-5. I mean, just what a run here by the Siegel Stars. It's
well,
amazing.
A lot of unsung heroes and a lot of people. But I want to talk about the pitching just quickly before we go to break. The pitching of Siegel, there are some really unsung heroes coming out of that pitching rotation. Zach Pearson today, Langworthy today, worn out, you know, and pitched the way they did. Jacob Key, of course, that's an unbelievable story in itself. But then you have Simmons. Then you have Langworthy the other day and shut him out.
All right. Don't forget Seth Petrie, 6 1/3.
And that was probably bigger than any of them.
Yeah,
I mean, as big as any.
He's your closer.
He had been struggling
in
the first two times that he pitched, and then he just shuts them down. Shuts down a very good, extremely talented Summit team. And then to hang on to win this one today, well, just remarkable. I don't know what else to say. You know what? I'm so exhausted. Can we take a longer break before we get to Prentice Alsop?
Well, you said something about doing all these stats here. It is going to take me a minute. So.
Yeah, let's take a 3-minute break.
Let's do that.
Let's tip our cap to Craig Rivas and the Seagull Stars, state champions here in baseball at the Spring Fling. We're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll come back. It'll be the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. And good luck with that Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, too, pal. I'm going to leave that in your hands, too. We'll be right back. More to follow.